Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are all pretty much in green other than the deferreds on beans, and yet we've been sitting on November beans around 907, 908 forever, it seems. And in the meantime, I think all eyes are peeled to soybeans. In other words, if beans start to turn and get stronger as we go towards the close, then you'll pin corn limit up. If beans start to melt back down a little bit, and I'll tell you, the interday charts look like an EKG, but if the beans start to melt down a little bit, it could tug corn back a little bit more. But the stage has been set for corn, and basically it's saying, you know, stocks, while they are a little bit more than a year ago, not burdensome, and with the drop in the acres that we've got, according to the USDA, and you have to assume that when they took this survey from the 1st of June to the 11th, that basically all corn was planted pretty much by then. So that was going to get planted. So you have to take these numbers as gospel. And that said, it says, look out. We have to watch out if we get a weather issue. This corn market will probably go nuts. And, of course, that would cause the bean market then to stop and turn around as well. Now, the bean stocks are tighter than a year ago, and yet we've got more acres than what most anybody thought we would have. And I think that surprised some of the trade. There were those out there that will say, well, you know what, we had a lot of rain after that 11th of June, and we did. But in the meantime, crop to crop, beans don't look as good as corn. But all in all, I would have to say that the bean market, when you look at those acres, the USDA wasn't going to come out with a big drop in bean acres at this time because of prevent plant, because you had to go, you can go till July 5th. And therefore, the USDA is going to look at it with, at that early of a date in the month, that there could still be potential that farmers, even though they might remember last year's bad situations, would maybe still try to plant the crop. And all that said is they weren't going to come out with a lower number at this time. Now, will they do another resurvey of beans? I don't think so. I think we're going to deal with these acres again and mull them over again in January. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.